The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
We Americans pride ourselves upon being fair-minded, logical, and quite intelligent. For the most part, all of those positive factors are true. However, in one glaring area, our logic is incongruously ridiculous. While we all agree that the rule of law must prevail, if a country is to be taken seriously, please explain to me why we tolerate sanctuary cities, also known as rule-breaking American cities. As of now, there are at least 114 American cities which call themselves sanctuaries, all of which break our laws every day, and nobody says boo. Those law-breaking cities in our U.S. choose to protect people who enter our country illegally, and they condone the law-breaking by not allowing our police to send them back to their own countries. Note, there are many people from foreign countries eager to come to America legally. Sometimes they wait online for 5 years to come here legally, and that way they are welcome. This situation makes a farce of all our laws, which are blatantly broken, and it's now being considered for illegals to be given free tuition to our universities, while legals must pay. Our Congress is also considering giving Social Security benefits to illegals, but not to legals, with neither class having put in a penny. This behavior is beyond insane, and there are really 114 sanctuary cities as of now. I suspect there are many, many more, including New York, San Francisco, and many others. Even Santa Cruz is also a sanctuary city. If many more U.S. cities become sanctuaries, our rules of law will no longer exist, and we will no longer have a viable country. I say kudos to Arizona for closing her borders to keep out illegals, and shame on Obama for slapping a lawsuit on Arizona's governor, who was merely trying to save what is left of our country. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.